Junior, yeah. Set coming in and the money on four. Gotta put a stamp on it. Yeah, hit a plate, scrape it off the plate. Hey, gotta put the camp on it. Pussy ass nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on it. Everybody sitting at the table around here. Yeah, there's a lot of place on it.
Running through the money and the bitch keep calling. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on it. VVS diamond dripping on my t-shirt. Reach for it, I'ma push your face on it. Rolls Royce truck on the way, cashed out for it. Still had to wait on it. Plug fucked around, sent the wrong down kind. Nigga still had to pay for it.
I'm back, bitch. Yes, I'm back, bitch. Did you miss me or miss my raps, bitch? Ooh, what? Hey, y'all. So I'm back, finally. What is it? The end of February? Ooh. 2018 and the beginning of 2019 was like trial period. 30-day free trial before we cut all this shit the fuck off. But anyways, I'm gonna do something cute. I think I'm gonna try to do like 10-minute podcasts every week. Okay, maybe that's too much. But yeah, we're gonna try something like that.
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
Okay, so boom, jump smooth into this podcast, Cushion Corinthians. This is your high divineness. 2018, I said in my last podcast in December, 2018 was an L, a lesson, not a loss, but a lesson for most of us. Some of y'all just hard-headed as fuck. But for most of us, it was definitely a lesson. And the lesson was to move and to make space for the manifestations of 2019. 2019 is here to give you all of the things that you manifest. These are what you wanted. This is what you manifest through your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, and the momentum you put behind those to get what you want. So 2019 is here for that. 2018, however, was there to make sure that you had space. So, sis, if you holding on to that shit you were supposed to let go of, understand that now you don't have the space to accept or receive the manifestations that you created for this year. So, bitch, you just won the lotto and you died the next day. Shit's fucked up to the highest fucksicity, and that's where you are. That's all 2018 was for. It felt very rough. It felt very rough, like a bully. But it had a purpose, like motherly love, right? Where it was just like, hey, you want to take this tough love, because what you about to get next year is everything that you wanted and some. But I got to make room, clean up. I got to clean up your room. I got to make up your bed. I got to put your shoes up for you to get this. You hear me? So what I want to talk about for this podcast in 2019 is, number one, 2019 is the year of three. It's the year of completion. Once again, making it a strong year for manifestations. I know you have felt the energy. We have had super moons and partial solar eclipses and lunar eclipses and a whole bunch of other shit happen within the cosmos. I know you can feel the energy coming. So you know 2019 is powerful. But what 2019 is requiring a lot of us to do is to do some reflection. And part of that reflection is under the umbrella of self-love. Now, I hear self-love a lot I see the hashtag a lot when it has something to do with like self-care, like going to get a pedicure or taking yourself to the movies or going on that solo vacation to the Dominican Republic. That's self-care. Reflecting through self-love, though, loving yourself, requires an authentic look at who you are. Okay? This is mask off moments. Taking the mask off, reflecting, and really, really acknowledging who you are. Flaws and all. And let me tell you something. In the United States, especially my Black Americans, but mostly all people, the United States and the world, I'm just going to talk about the United States because I'm American, has been designed to build character flaws in all of us. This environment is not natural. So guess what? We got some unnatural tendencies in all of us. And if you are going to sit there and not acknowledge that, you are fake beyond fake, and you are not going to be able to grow as a spirit, which means your ass is going to get recycled back into this dimension again to just do it all over again. So in order to receive the blessings of 2019, you have to incorporate self-love, because 2019 is the completion, which means it's about you. It's about you. What you need to do in order to receive these blessings, and how do you incorporate self-love into your life? So let me just delete that whole sentence I just said. Let's just talk about that. How to incorporate self-love into your life. The first thing is to take a real look at yourself in the mirror. What makes you tick? What makes you smile? What makes you cry? Is it natural? Is it healthy? Are you the common denominator in issues that you think other people are responsible for? What are your true self-characteristic flaws? Can you identify them honestly? That is the first step to self-love. Identifying who you are. Not who you want to be. Not who you pretend to be. Not who you think you have to be. Who the fuck are you? Who are you? Once you can really acknowledge that, and I'm talking about trauma and all, acknowledging that that trauma has caused you to act a certain way. And trauma doesn't always have to be dramatic, right? It doesn't have to be something where you had abusive parents and you were in foster care. Trauma could be little minor things, like always getting blamed for maybe your siblings' actions, or never having a parent tell you they love you, or always feeling less than. Those are traumatic experiences that we go through that shape and define our character. And they can shape and define them into character flaws, which hinders our spirit, because we are all light beings. It hinders our light from shining, and it hinders our ability to grow. So that's the first part to self-love. The second one is acknowledging that, acknowledging it honestly, truthfully. Because once you acknowledge, you can move on to the next step of reconciliation. How do we mitigate some of your challenges, some of your character flaws to grow as a spirit? Once you do that, you will be in a much better position to receive the blessings and manifestations of 2019. Because you'll honestly know how to handle it. You'll honestly know how to handle it. What I just told you will give you what we call discernment. And discernment is the ability to read, honey. I mean, read for Phil. Because you know yourself. And because we are all connected, you know the next person. And you will be able to handle a situation. And handling that situation will be the door to opportunity for that blessing or that manifestation. That is self-love. Self-love requires sacrificing and compromise. It takes water and soil for the seed to grow. You need all of that. That takes time and sunlight, proper care for you to blossom beautifully. That's what self-love requires. One of the things that we're going to have to do this year is pour into self. So I made this pact to say, this year and the years moving forward from the lessons I have learned the years prior, I will pour into self first. I will give myself all the love and the affection that it needs to build itself. And what is overflowing of my cup will then be given to others. Not saying that I'm gonna love anyone less, or I'm gonna fall back from being around people or being friends with people. It's just that I'm honestly going to take care of myself first. I don't want to go out, sis, so I'm not going. I don't want to talk to that man, so I'm not talking to him. I know you might need X amount of dollars or whatever, but hey, my lights do. Oh, you might need motivation to keep going on your career path, but so do I. That's what I mean. Pouring into self first and then giving you all the excessiveness of that love that pours out of my cup. Because in the year of completion, it's about me. And this is not about being selfish. This is about elevating vibrations, elevating yourself to be able to elevate others. How are you giving from an empty cup? How are you holding on to a toxic situation in hopes that it becomes healthy? How, Sway? How are you doing that? That's what 2019 requires. Okay, I told you guys 10 minutes, so that's all I'm going to say for this episode. I'm going to continue this dialogue or monologue in the next podcast, so stay tuned.